Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, what's up, Detroit, and all our global listeners? This is yet another Thursday night open mic hive, and I'm your host, Ms. Poetic E, holding it down for you, with you in the evening time, always at 9. All right, we are so excited this evening. I finally get a chance to just unwind and just relax and chill with some fellow poets. It's always a treat to have the poets come through and share their voice with us here on the show. My co-host, Stevie G, is making things happen in Chicago, so he won't be with us this evening. But we are, you know, he's in with us here in spirit. I'm just going to get it off and popping right now. I'm going to start off with our anthology that we have out. It's just been really a great experience with having this new collection out. A lot of poets from across the globe have contributed to this fine book, and I'm so excited because so many people are really just really showing their love with this collection. So I just want to share just one of the short poems with you, because I know there are poets on the switchboard waiting to be heard, and I am ready to hear them. But I'll start it off with this particular piece. It happens to be one of my favorites in the book. It's a short piece, but hey, I like it. It's It really speaks about who I am as a person. And it's entitled, I Am Love and Love Is Me. So let's get started here. All righty. You know, I'm just trying to fiddling around so I can bring the poem on. Computers are just so untimely sometimes. All right, here we go. All right. This is entitled, I Am Love and Love Is Me. I am love and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the codes of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins, and my heart bleeds and it spills with love, blood stains. I am love, and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valley of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my very own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone, because I am love and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free. And that's that piece. That's in one of our new book entitled Synchronize, Inc., and I'm so excited about that book. He's just doing great already, and we just released it on 11-11-11. I'm sorry, did I put too many 11s in it? That's how excited I am. But nevertheless, I am going to get it going here. I just want to say hello to everyone that's on the switchboard. Thank you for hanging out with us here on the Poetic NG Network station this evening. So far, you know, we'll wait until everybody raise your hand. We have the number is 917-932-8881 if you want to share in your voice. But until then, we will mix it up for you like we always do on the open mic. We play some music, and of course, we showcase other talents here on the show with some of the spoken word tracks. And here's the next piece of music that we're going to take it old school for a minute, then we'll come back with some more poetry for you. Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. This is the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is yet another Thursday night open mic hype with your girl, Poetic Energy, holding it down live in the evening time. All right, we are just going to keep it going here. I just want to quickly remind you, say what's up to everybody in the chat room thus far. Thank you for hanging out with us this evening. All of you guys, we have a ton of people on the switchboard, but no hands raised. So we are just going to just accept that you're just tuning in, and we so appreciate you for that. But should you decide you want to speak, please select option one, and I'll gladly connect you in. All right, I am going to read another piece for you here. This is entitled, it's another short piece entitled Yearning Love. It's from one of my poetry collections. Barely visible in the dusk of the calming heavens, the moonlight's silver lining escaping the lids of my mental conceptions, revealing my secret yearning to become one with you, mixing our pigmentation to one consistency, one complexion. Eyes zipped shut, meditating on you. I don't want to open them, afraid to lose the embodiment of your essence. My soul desperately yearns for you. The pages of my life unravels and reveals yet another part of me that includes you. I got to have you. My heart aches for you all the night through. It needs to lay parallel with you. My soul moves steadily towards you. It gravitates to you like a magnet in a field of metal, but I am the only metal that sticks to you. It's made for you. Your heart pumps the very essence of love. It's a heart so rare, love so true. Love wouldn't be love without beginning and ending with you. Eyes zip shut, meditating on you. I will not open them up unless I'm opening them up to behold you. And that's my piece, Yearning Love. All right, we're going to keep it going here, and we're going to we see that someone has arrived in the building and wants to speak their piece on the mic, so we're just going to let it rip here and invite this caller in. Caller from the 318 area code, you're currently on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Hey, Love Me Do, what's up with you, girl?
Nothing, I'm just enjoying the show. Enjoying everything I've heard so far.
All right, well thank you, madame. So what are you going to do this evening?
Well, I have two short pieces. One is titled, "We're Gonna Work Things Out." And this is from Who Do You Love? Soon
right,
we're gonna communicate.
Let it rip, sister.
We'll go out on dates. We'll see each other. We'll make amends. We'll be again lovers and friends. I feel this in my heart without a doubt. We're gonna work things out. And that's that piece.
All right. Short, simple, and sweet. All right, but still in the spirit of the theme. Miss Love Me Do. You're also, I just want to just make it known that you're also included in the Synchronized Ink Anthology. Yay!
Hey.
Which, by the way, is doing very well. Very well. We released it 11-11-11, and you have some wonderful pieces in the collection. So I'm very excited for all of us. And, so are you going to read one of the pieces that you submitted, or do you have another one you'd like to share?
I have another that I would like to share.
Okay, great.
And the title of this one is No Spirit of Fear.
All right, all right.
I've been through many peculiarly awful things this year. I'm not afraid to keep on moving, for God has not given me a spirit of fear. He's given me a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. I'll keep going on with my life. Everything is going to be fine. I have a peculiarly awesome faith that in the near future, I will see great days. And that's that piece.
All right. Do I sense motivation up in there? And sometimes you got to motivate your own self. Thank you. Hi, Miss Love Me Do. We certainly appreciate you, my sister. Why don't you put your plugs out there with all the books that you have and the new anthology that we've produced out there. Let the people know how to connect with you.
Yes, I am featured in Synchronize, Inc., as you said before. My name is better known as, well, it is Love Me Do, but it's also known as Author Nicole Brown. I have 9 books out there. One of them is titled Who Do You Love? The other is God's Calling You to Live a Life That's True. School Days, Holidays, and All Days That Lie Between. More School Days, Holidays, and All Days That Lie Between. Trials of a Northeast Louisiana Child and The School of Hard Knocks, just to name a few of them. And my books are being sold on Amazon and many other online retailers. And my website is authornicolesbrown.yolasite.com. And I'm also on Facebook as Author Nicole S. Brown.
All right.
For your time.
You guys have heard it under the sound of her voice. You know how to connect with her. She has numerous books out there doing her thing, trying to make it all happen like we all are. And she is also a part of our anthology from, you know, including poets from all over the globe. And we certainly are excited about that. But, you know, we all should support one another and show love to one another. I'm all about supporting other people. You know, I've been that way all my life, so let's show her some support and some love. You know, of course, you can do what you can. You know, if you can, we understand. But if you can, support. All right, Miss Love Me Do, I always appreciate you.
I appreciate you and Stevie G and Strong Island and the whole Poetic Energy Radio family. I love all of you guys.
Oh, thank you, dear. We so love you, too. We so love you back. All right, sister. Well, we're going to hope you can, you know, hang out with us a little bit longer, but we're going to take some more callers.
Okay.
And mix it up a little bit more. All right.
All right.
All right. All right, we're just going to keep it going a little bit more. We're going to take the very next caller. Caller from the 216 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, how you doing? This is Nate Dizzle, 7 of 7.
All right, Nate. Did you say Drizzle?
Dizzle, D-I-Z-Z-E-L-L.
Oh, Dizzle. All right, Nate,
yeah.
Dizzle. All right, welcome back to the show. I know you came through yesterday and did your thing, so we so appreciate you for coming through again today. And we're going to let you blaze the mic like you want to do it, like you can do it.
Yes, yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, this is a piece from my Poems After Dark collection.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Why must the Uncle Tom Negro, why must the Uncle Tom Negroes always be promoted? Is it because the shit they peddle is so sugar-coated? Is it the fact that the slave master took you in his house and treated you like a second-rate whore? You love the punishment. Never did you say, Master, don't treat me like this no more. Old Uncle Tom knows what Negro to choose, the ones who don't say much, the ones who keep quiet and easy to abuse. The ones who absorbed the misuse and hate couldn't choose a brother like Malcolm X, quick to retaliate. The Uncle Toms, like Tom Joyner in his morning show, nothing but a modern-day white man's hoe. Black history sponsored by who? McDonald's. McDonald's sponsoring black history. Only thing they sponsor is the pork they sell in the black community. He reminds us of black progress and the good it's done. Then make light of it. Make a brother wonder, what really has been done for the black movement? Radio suckers who tap dance to the tune of that white motherfucker, or else you wouldn't be on the air. Huh. Acting like you care. Generous donations you make. You're a sellout to your own race, no matter what's at stake. Your show sucks. Coming off like you're concerned. Boy, when it comes to repping black historians, you have a lot to learn, but you're on Shea Whitey's payroll, and they have total control, but not over me. So when I speak my mind, I have to be bold. Nate Dizzle, 7 of 7.
Nate Dizzle, first we're going to clap it up for you for raising your team.
I definitely have to come back and ask you a question.
All right, Nate Dizzle. From whence that piece comes from? Listen, you had a lot to say in that piece.
Every morning when I go to work, I used to listen to his show, and without getting fired but you know, I used to like the show, but don't remind us about Black history. And then his little sidekick, we all know who they are, they turn around and make light of it like it's no big deal. I don't like that. If you're going to remind me about Black history, remind me of it and then comment on it about what it has done and the progress that we made. Don't make a joke about it after you say something about it. That's like building a building and turn around and tear it down. And when I listen to folks, I listen to every word they say. If you listen to people, they'll let you know where they're coming from. And I just listen to his show, and I know where they're coming from.
Absolutely. All right, brother. I just wanted to know, because that you were just, you know, exposing what's in your heart. So I said, wow, okay. You know what? The hell like that? Okay, but it came from a personal place. And we would definitely not, you know, get into disclosure of, you know, because that doesn't really matter. What really matters is that you wrote a piece and you delivered it, you know, well. So we certainly appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're always welcome to come on through and hang out with us anytime. All right. You know the number and you know the place.
For sure.
All right. And, you know, plug your information. Tell the people how they can fellowship with you beyond BTR.
You can get me on Facebook, nazyboo.com, or you can just Nathan Smith on Facebook.
All right. Yeah, I heard it on the sound of his voice. He said to hit him up as Nathan Smith on Facebook and fellowship with him even more and get to read more of his work. All right, brother, we appreciate you again, and I hope you can hang out a little bit more with us. But we got to keep it going and take the next caller here. All right, caller from the 313 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, Poetic E. It's one single Rose, Rosemarie Wilson. How are ya?
Hey, one single Rose. How you doing, sister?
I'm great. How are you?
I am feeling awesome now that I'm hearing your voice.
Yes, loving the show.
Oh, thank you. So what you gonna do for us?
I like to do a little bit of comedy.
Okay, well, go ahead, sister.
I guess it was a bad date because the gentleman I dated, his breath was, like, so horrible, and everybody around us but him knew it. And it was terrible. And this is called Tic-Tac-No.
All right.
My darling, you need mints. I can't believe you stepped to me with breath on stank like ass. Raw sewage and silent but deadly farts produce a more fragrant aroma than the air you breathe in. Tic Tacs, Altoids, and Listerine strips just ain't gonna get it. Did something die in your mouth before it was laid to rest in your belly? Baby, you need to see an internist and a dentist. A chloroceptive blood fusion and a Febreze enema just might do the trick. You for sure got the chronic halitosis, that is. Are you in cahoots with Zycam? Your breath committed a crime causing me to lose one of the most important of my five senses. I'm sure I was not the only person it victimized, so I'm filing a class action lawsuit on behalf of humanity. You didn't notice the forest fire burning through your nose hairs. Oh, I see an aura of green vapor crip walkers every time you open your mouth and a siren announces you're about to speak. Ooh. It's got to be 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit up in there. Everything melts in your mouth, even your hands. I thought you were puffed a magic dragon spitting flame when your breath arched my eyebrows. My teary ass dialed the fire as if I had cut onions, and I wait to exhale when you speak and inhale after your delivery. The letters H and O should be removed from your vocabulary. Moisture part in your lips burn through surfaces like hot lava. My life flashed before my eyes from the wind of your breath, TKO. But what kind of friend would I be if I didn't let you know?
Is that the funeral?
Huh?
Is that your piece?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Ms. Rose. First of all, we got to show you some love. Yes, ma'am. All right, Ms. Wansinger, we certainly appreciate you for surprising us and coming through this evening. We certainly appreciate you, my sister, and we know that you are out there doing great and wonderful things. Ms. Rose is also hitting the stages with acting. You know, that's amazing. Just wonderful things. You didn't mention that, Ms. Rose. Let people know, girl, you're doing it.
On November the 26th, a rated G DVD movie called My Stepkids is going to be released at the Farmington Civic Center at 4 o'clock. I had the pleasure of filming a scene for the movie where I got to take out a little frustration, and it's such an amazing experience. And then the next day on November 27th, we're doing an encore of the play Tainted. This will be the third encore. At New Life Church on Lockmore. I don't have the exact address right now, but if you hit me on onesinglerose.com, my email, onesinglerose313@yahoo.com, or on Facebook or Twitter as onesinglerose, I have all the information. And I also, if anybody is interested in actually acting or performing, I get requests for those types of things. And if you're interested in that, I can try and help you to do something that you are passionate about. So please, say hello.
All right. You people under the sound of my voice, we got a lot of people in the switchboard and quite a few people in the chat room. So you guys heard it, One Single Rose, hit her up. You know, if you want to get your foot in the acting door, let her know. All right, Miss Rose, we love you, sister. Thank you so much. And we definitely will make sure you get your copy of the synchronized thing very quickly. I just got the word today, so they're on the way to me, and then I'll get them to you guys.
Yay. Thank you, Michelle. I love you, too.
All right, One Single Rose, y'all. All right, we got some anxious people on the switchboard, so we're going to, you know, let them in, I guess. We can let them in. We can let them in. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take the very next caller on the air. Caller from the 323 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic Gee. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
It is the Oracle from Hollywood, California.
Hi, Oracle.
How are you doing,
sunshine.
My darling? And it was an absolutely picture-perfect day here in Hollywood, California. I guarantee it was absolutely beautiful. I see that you got more and more people coming in to chat and that your switchboard is probably lit all up, so I'm just going to get right to it. There's a piece called Let Me In.
All right.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, oh, so far away from home. Let me come home. Lift my spirit and expose my soul. Allow me to be who and what I am in your reality. Open the gate, roll out the carpet, extend your hand and let me in. My place is not of this space, this universe. I fit only for the purpose you set for me. For no other reason do I belong in this earthly existence, reality. Let me come home. Lift my spirit and expose my soul. Allow me to be who and what I am in your reality. Open the gate, roll out the carpet, extend your hand and let me in. I perform my duty with joy and an open heart, a hardening of heart, and I still care. Doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do for no other reason, not for the assuaging of my ego, but for the cleansing of my soul. Let me come home. Lift my spirit and expose my soul. Allow me to be who and what I am in your reality. Open the gate, roll out the carpet, extend your hand and let me in. The depth of my prose, though straight, brief, and to the point, speaks volumes. Like the thunderous roar of the sea, hear me loud and clear. I'll continue to share my arc of love, to live, to be what I needed to be, doing your bid while waiting patiently. But please, let me come home. Lift my spirit and expose my soul. Allow me to be who and what I am in your reality. Open the gates, roll out the carpet, extend your hand and let me in. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. Remember the movie Dogma? Bartleby and Loki, two renegade angels, wanted to go home to heaven so badly they were willing to plunge the world into non-existence. Sometimes angels get tired and just want to go home. Sometimes I feel like a... And that's that piece.
Wow. Oh, the passion. Wait a minute. Powerful.
Thank you. Oh, my.
Oh, wow. Oracle, you know what, you always, always bring such passion. And you made me stand up, actually, you know, in the moment, you know, just here. And I saw you performing that on stage, man. That's just a powerful piece. I don't know why I want to cry, but...
There's a backstory to that. And it's almost scary when I think about it now. For anybody who lives in the L.A. area, you know that there's a freeway, the 2 freeway, and when you come off of the 210 onto the 2 going into Glendale, it becomes real tall. I mean, the transition on-ramp is extremely tall. And I was in the middle of it, you know. It had lost the house, had to sell it for equity, and we were in transition, and things weren't as they were supposed to be. And I did think, I said, what would it be like to just go over the edge and take free flight, you know, and just release all of this pressure, you know, and the stress. Of course, I didn't. I got kids, you know. But it was an actual thought, and I began to write this piece while on that transition road from the 210 to the 2. And actually, you know, yeah. Wondering, I was asking God to let me come home. I was tired, girl. I guess we all angels sometimes get tired, you know. So, but that's absolutely the backstory to that piece.
Wow, I have to make my way to Hollywood, California, just to for that piece. I just really felt that, you know. I don't know. It took me to a different place. Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Well, before you ask it, I'll just jump right ahead and say they can go to my website, theoraclespeaks.info, or I'm really trying to send everybody, more people, to Reverb Nation. I really just got up on there. I got my CD, I Got a Story to Tell, on Reverb Nation and CD Baby, reverbnation.com/ The Oracle Speaks. And on CD Baby, it's CD Baby/CD/ Denise L. Cook, The Oracle, the number 2. So I know that's a lot to remember, but I'll put it in.
And your show?
Oh, my gosh, yes. The show is on Sundays from 3 to 3:30, BTR, of course. And the show title is The Oracle Speaks With You. And every week I'll interview different people or talk about different events or things that are coming up. It's a place where people can get the information about upcoming events and to showcase their talent. You're a poet, go ahead and read. If you're an author, go ahead and push a book, maybe read a couple of passages from. Oh, my God, we had this lady on, these two authors last week. They wrote a book called The Crossdresser's Wife, Our Secret Lives, all about crossdressers. Awesome. And it was so apropos since J. Edgar has just come out. So she's just now releasing her book. It was real awesome.
So every week is something different. But something really exciting going on this coming Saturday, and I so hate that I've taken up so much of your time, but this must be said. At the Los Angeles Sports Arena, we are celebrating our disabled veterans. It is Operation Confidence, United We Serve, coming together with over 150 community partners and vendors. I'm community partner number 110, if you go on the website and take a look at it. It's just an absolute awesome, awesome time. It is free to the public. Nothing will be sold on property because it's supposed to be a beneficial job fair and information fair and health fair and just get-together fair for our disabled veterans. So please come on out, everybody, and show your love and support. You know, there will be some food vendors and what have you there for the benefit of the event. But, oh, my goodness, come on out and enjoy, and I'll be there. Oh, I'm performing in the opening ceremonies, which happened from 10 to 11 a.m. So there we
have
it.
All right. You know, I'm going to make it one day to California, Hollywood, California, just to meet the Lord. I know I owe you a date with my, you know, poet Hennessy Lit. I've been meeting. So we definitely
we
going to
get you out here, sister girl. We are definitely going to get you out here. All righty, my love.
Right.
I will disengage. I'm going to listen.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm going to keep listening to the show, though.
All right. Thank you so much, sister. We so appreciate you.
I love you. Love you, everyone in chat. Mama, mama, love everybody. Bye.
All right. We're going to take it to the next caller. We have quite a few of you on the switchboard. If you want to be heard, just please make sure you select option one, and I would definitely not ignore you, but connect you in so we can hear pieces from you. All right, we're going to take the very, very next caller. All right, a caller from the 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic Gee, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hi, everybody. It's Strong Island.
Hey, Strong Island. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
All right. We're doing great, sister. So what you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to actually do a piece I wrote a little while ago called Player.
All right. Let it rip.
Player, fakers, gamers, downright players, false truths between you and your boo. Upset at so much neglect, you couldn't even check back yet. Nose up in the air, smelling all that punani that is near. Drop your drawers so quick to fall off. You even effed your boss. Nasty dick is new name for you. Bend over and stick the dick between your boss's lips. Hate, not even so. Player status just gives me some dough. Rubbing, riding, grinding, the hips against that stiff dick. Loving every bit of that shit. Just moving this pussy just out your way, there will be none. Effing with this gifted chick, sit down now, get up real quick. The player ball is still going strong. Fast ass is what you need, so why you even speak to me? Therapy is around the corner. Just lean your shoulder a little more closer. It started with a bet on the bull. I guess you lost, so now you're full. Women's cum draining down you. Your cum filling up her vagina. While you lay right beside her, next time watch all the lies. This is no make-believe spy. I kiss you goodnight. Hopefully she doesn't bite, and that is my piece.
All right, Miss Strong Island. Strong Island, you sound like you had to get that off your chest.
Not really. It was something that I was feeling at that moment when I wrote it. I thought it was something I wanted to share.
Right, my sister, please let the people know how they can. And Cole, incidentally, Miss Strong Island is also featured in the Synchronized Ink anthology. Yay, Miss Strong Island. All right. And let the people know how they can fellowship with you beyond the BTR airwaves.
You can actually find me under my government name on Facebook, Cindy Smith Jordan, or I believe it's C. Smith Jordan. I'm also on Twitter under SexyC430. Really, if you look around, I'm there. You know, you Google me, you'll find me. But I'm very excited to be part of Synchronized Inc. I think that's a very good book, if you want to call it that, to be amongst all those incredible poet and poetess. I'm just excited. I really am. But definitely stay tuned, everybody. I'm actually going to be coming out with my solo book. I'm still working on it. Hopefully, it will be out by next year.
Yes, it will. Don't not hope, it will be. Say it like that. Miss Strong Ireland, bringing it to you live in the evening time. Thank you so much, my dear sister.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to take the very next caller. The time is winding down, so let's take the next caller here. All right, caller from the 215 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi.
Hello.
It's Hurricane Katrina.
Hi,
how are you? Not bad. I'm actually a Nate Dizzle's niece.
All right. So what you going to do for us this evening, sister?
I had two poems that I wanted to read, one short one and one, well, I guess they're both about the same length, so, so that's it.
Okay, we will definitely take one, we have a couple other people with their hands raised up, so we'll take one. If we have time, we'll let you come back and do the other one, if that's okay.
Okay, I'll read my favorite one.
Okay.
This is called Past, Present, and Future. I don't want to go back there. Everything about it was a fucking nightmare. I have dreams about it and wake up with tears. I think about it constantly and wonder, how do I let go of my fears? For years and years, I have dealt with this crippling force, letting my life grow around it and take its course. My thought processes are different than that of the usual, but we loved each other. The feelings were mutual. But what happened between us was a sad mistake. I thought that well, love is enough, but there was no give and take. You took and I took, and no giving ever occurred. Trying to make a future with that, it even sounds absurd. Towards the end, we were never really there. You were away, I was away, and mentally we were apart. But we were never really together, even from the start. 2 years you took to come and see me and show me you cared. I stuck around and dealt with your shit because my self-image was impaired. Well, fuck you and anyone else who chooses to leave. With you or without you, I will succeed. I fucking hate it when you say that you love me, and then we argue and I feel we will end in travesty. But how is that possible? Because even with our loving, we are not we. We are not together. We equals just him and me. I see you differently than the last, at least that I can say. The future could be bright, not black and gray. But the game of chess with you is tearing me down, turning my smiles into frowns. I want you, and you know it, but how can I really show it? I know I can tell you, but even words get old. But this is the only way that I know. I'm not used to being loved, so sometimes I forget. But you keep reminding me, I thought you were drowning me. I wanted you away from me, you see, but you wouldn't go away. I tried to push you, but you stayed. I wonder why all the time.
Is that your piece?
Yep.
All right, we definitely got to show you some love, sister, for that piece.
Thank you.
Oh, we are so appreciative that you came through and shared with us your voice here on the show. Let people know how to get in tune with you and fellowship with you beyond BTR.
I really don't have any contact. I have a Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. You can search me by my email, kia.k.smith@gmail.com. And that's pretty much it. I'm Kia Smith, and, yeah, I'm on Facebook. But that's it.
Thank you
for listening.
You did a great job. And, you know, make sure you always, you know, we are always here on Wednesday and Thursdays with open mic. We have the Central Erotica on Wednesdays and a regular open mic on Thursdays. So
okay.
Come on, come through. Always welcome.
Thank you so much. You have a good evening. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, thank you. All right, we got to keep it going here. We got 9 more minutes, so poets, get it in while you can. We're going to take the next poet here. Call from the 240 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Mind Poet Trey. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mind Poet, how's it going, my brother?
Doing okay. I'm doing okay. That was a good piece, Tia. That's one of my cousin, actually. So,
all right, great.
Yeah. I'm going to do one.
So what you
going to
do
tonight.
For?
I'm
okay.
Going to do a little piece. Don't have a title to it. I'm going to give you one verse. One verse, give me one mic, give me one verse and I'm done. Higher cries.
All right.
Cries of children. Cries of children lost their parents in September 11th and shouts of 187 in Osama bin Laden. My people never forgotten. Days of slavery. Days of slavery when you beat me. Don't you even say it's ancient history. These days you don't beat me, you kill me mentally. Then you ask me to serve the United States military. Give me one good reason why shall I fight for this country. When my people are only known for sports entertainment industry. You don't even have the odds behind my back. You're not my friend, you're my enemy. Maybe for the color of my skin and who I believe in. So what if I believe in Jesus Christ? You want to fight and take my life? So if I said pledge in God's name to the fag, why you go around marrying fags? I shake hands with Muslims, Arabs, and Jews. I have free religion because I pay my tax dues. There's wars and wars from the Middle East, from R. Kelly to child molesting Catholic priests, from John Paul II to the Mark of the Beast, and church and state is separated, and church and state is separated, and God's name is present on a quarter. Here comes the new order from the United Nations. How are you going to handle this situation when churches are closed and your Bibles are taken away and you get shot in the head you're trying to pray? Are you crying and people dying to my left and people dying to my right? But it's holy war to stop tonight. Can we all just get along if you believe in Jesus Christ and the Virgin Mary? I'm going to give you one mic, one verse, and I'm done. I'm your poet tonight.
All right. That's your piece, brother?
That's my piece.
All right. And that's his piece. All right. My poet. All right, brother, we so appreciate you for sharing your voice here on the show once again. You go ahead and plug your information. We got 7 minutes remaining, so keep plugging as quick as you can because we still have some hungry poets on the line. So plug
right.
Your information.
www.poetrytraino.com. And you can buy my book, In Him I Stand, the name of the book. www.poetrytraino.com.
All right. We love you, my brother. We appreciate your presence. So we will definitely welcome you to come back anytime you like here on the Poetic Energy Network station. All right. And let's go. Remember to go out and support everybody. And your book was In Him I Stand?
Yeah, In Him I Stand on Amazon.com.
All right. Say that. They don't know. You got to tell them.
In Him I Stand on Amazon.com or you also buy a book,
right.
Barnes & Noble, Books A Million.
All right. All right, we're going to take thank you, Mind Poet, for coming through again, and we're going to take the next caller here. All right, caller from the 973 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do you
have?
Oh, no.
Should not be on the air.
Hi. I'm sorry?
Hi. I'm not a poet. I apologize. I thought I was just listening to the radio show. My sister always hosts on. So I apologize. Go to the next person.
Oh, okay. All you have to do is take your hand down. Select option one and should take your hand down.
Thank you.
We so appreciate you. We so appreciate you for hanging out with us this evening. Who are you anyway? We'd love to at least fellowship with you.
Oh, I'm
the
Chocolate Diva. I'm Miss Chocolate Diva from Newark, New Jersey.
All right, Chocolate Diva. We so appreciate you for coming in and tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station. We love and embrace everybody, no matter whether you're poor or not. Do you sing or do comedy or anything?
I sing.
You sing? Wait,
yeah.
You want to belt out a few bars for us?
No. I'm shy. I'm okay.
All right, Well, anytime you feel free, you like you want to just bend out some notes and some tunes, always feel free to call in. Because we do have people that call in and sing on the show.
All right. Okay, enjoy the show, and I'll listen to y'all some other time. Y'all have a pleasant night.
You too. Thank you, Chocolate Diva.
Thank you.
All right, that was Chocolate Diva just showing the Poetic Engine Network station some love. We so appreciate her for doing so. We have 4 more minutes remaining in the show. I just want to, we have another poet. Let me see if they want to come back. I think they were on the air before. So call from the 216. You're currently on the air with Ms. Poetic. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Nate Dizzle again, 707.
Oh, Nate Dizzle, you want to come through again and lay it down for us?
Yes, I do. I have another piece I would like to share.
All right, we got 4 more minutes, brother. Let it rip.
Okay, this is a relationship I have. It's untitled, but it's with my Poems After Dark collection. Here we go. Shame on you, because I've seen from the start what you were trying to do. You had a job from the start, and you did what you could on your part. But like most women in Cleveland that get screwed over by bad choices of men when they meet a good one, why must he pay? Because fucked up niggas treated you that way. So because you obviously are not on my level, and instead of helping me, you grabbed a shovel and dug your own ditch, you low-life misfit. You were a block trying to fit in my circle. Bitch, I'm not dumb. Do I look like Steve Urkel?
Laura!
So like when the cell phones hit a dead zone and drops your call, time for me to switch carriers and remove all barriers. No need to hang around any longer. This bad relationship just made me stronger. People portray what they want you to see until they move in. Then the real person comes out. Shit hits the fan and you see what they about. Thought your name was on the lease? Nah, had to remove. Because acting like you down for me, I knew it would cease. So rather lose 10 cents on a potential mate. This one was like being on the TV show Eliminate. Bitch, you just been eliminated. That's my piece.
All right, and that's that piece. All right, we got to show some love for my brother, Nate Dizzle, for coming through again, holding it down live on the mic tonight. We really appreciate you, brother, for coming through again and laying it down on the mic. Your presence is always welcome here. And we got a few more minutes, so if you want to plug your information again for all those that didn't hear you before, let them know who you are and where they can reach out and touch you sometime.
This is Nate Dizzle, 707. You can hit me up on my government name, Nathan Smith, on Facebook. And a lot of my work is on there. I got a few people that appreciate me, but I really thank my nephew, Trayvon, Mind Poet, and all the other poets for coming through because he recommended that I listen to your show. It's more better when you say your poetry to people who really feel in poetry as opposed to people out there who really don't care much about it.
All right, now say that. You said that right. Yes, I truly understand that. And we definitely welcome your presence here. We want to send a shout-out to the Mind Poet. Thank him for inviting many of you that came onto the show this evening. So he appreciates the support and the love. So you're always welcome when you want to share your voice in poetry.
Thank you.
We accept you with loving arms.
Thank you.
All right. Don't be a stranger, Nate.
Oh, I won't.
All right, everybody, we got to wrap it up this evening. We got 1 more minute remaining in the show. I just want to take this moment and thank all of you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with me. Mr. Stevie G had to take care of some business in Chi-Town. But he sends his love. We certainly appreciate my co-host for always holding it down. He's been with me since the beginning, and I so appreciate him. I appreciate all of the people that are hanging out with us on the switchboard. We have the switchboard totally full this evening and, you know, with a lot of people tuning in. So I certainly appreciate, even if you're not a poet or a singer, we just appreciate your presence. I'd like to thank all of those people who shared over the airwaves here on the Poetic Energy Network station, Miss Strong Island, The Oracle, so many of you, Nate Dizzle, all of you. We so appreciate your presence and your love and support of the show nonstop, because without you, there's no show. We certainly appreciate all, and Miss Wonsicle Rose repping the Detroit area. All right, and I just want to say thank you for all of those who are contributors in the Synchronized Inc. Anthology collection that my publishing company has put together. So many people from across the globe were included in this anthology. We're going to be featured on CBS TV channel, Comcast Channel 20, thanks to Miss Irene, who reached out to me and said that she wanted to do that for us. We want to send out a shout to everybody that has been just really showing a lot of love for us since the release of Synchronized Inc. on 11/11/11. We have more things that we're going to be doing with that collection. I have some more things brewing in my head, and it's going to manifest in our reality. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in. God bless. We will see you in the same time, in the same place next week. Love you. Peace.
Gives me hope to stay. It's maybe one day you'll know.